Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey Isime of the Isime Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. When Jesus came into this world, he came to a situation where the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were in control of the Jewish people. Therefore, Jesus found the people who are crushed and depressed and hopeless. And therefore, that's what is meant today in the opening of today's gospel. And I quote, "The harvest is right now, but the laborers are few." And Jesus wanted to spread this good news, the freedom and the liberation, but using the law of love. And we see Jesus today choosing 12 apostles in an effort to go out and preach and reach to the people with this great gospel message. They would engage in the ministry given to them by Jesus and similar to what he was doing. They had seen, heard, and experienced the wonders that he had brought to that world. For our world, there are billions who have not yet heard this good news. Jesus is commissioning all of us who do believe and understand the gospel to follow him and begin to reach out to the rest of those who have not heard this good news. You may say, "I'm not really able to go out to the mission field and save souls for Jesus." But you can go, in a sense, by praying for the souls of those around you and around the world. You can pray for the unreached people, and these are over 6 billion who do not know Jesus. It is important to you, to me, that Jesus' message is known to everyone. It is like when you meet a sick person on the road who is looking for a hospital, and you know that the hospital will save their lives, and you know where it is. But for some reason, maybe you're afraid or you don't care, so you don't direct that person to the hospital. What a sin that is. You know and you hide it. Well, it's the same with Jesus' good news. We who are convinced and understand the way he told us and showed us, and yet we don't seem to care that so many people are lost every moment of the days of our lives. It's a pity that so many of us and our millions of friends are occupying themselves with useless information that doesn't lead to liberation and new life that Jesus does. We see so many people spending time, too much time, on their phones. What are they being fed on their phones? What is the material they're looking at? Who is benefiting from their occupying their time on their phones? That is where we could do so much. We with pure motives and who want all our companions on earth to know the way to new life. We can write messages of hope and comfort and advice and compassion. Let these sites that we invent or create become the ones with the record hits on the internet. The need remains as urgent as it did at the time of Jesus, with billions who have not heard the gospel yet or seen it implemented holistically. So there is a need to win souls yet. Perhaps the worst thing is not that we don't share. Rather, the worst thing is that we may not even care. You may ask, what is Jesus' message? Isn't it the same as all the other religions, who have their prophets and great people who made a difference in our world. If we really understood that Jesus is God, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sanctifier, and that He came in person, and it is not enough to be intellectually aware of what He said, what He stood for. That is the intellectual knowledge that we have. And it's important, but it's not enough. Jesus must be known personally. What does Jesus mean to you, to me, personally? Have I experienced Him in any way? Most of us have. Those who are on the road to Christianity, those who have been baptized and who go to church and who are listening to me now, most of us have a personal experience with Jesus. And we know that it is the right way. And we would want that to be known by other people, in fact, all the people of the world. Look how our grandparents and people in the past who were illiterate, and yet they lived the life that Jesus wanted them to live. They totally trusted in God and His presence in all their challenges and failures and tragedies that came into their lives. And they never gave up. We can think of so many like Thomas More, St. Thomas More, who opposed the King of England when he declared himself the head of the church and denied the Pope of Rome as the head of the church. He was martyred in 1535. He told the onlookers to witness that he was dying, and I quote, in the faith and for the faith of the Catholic Church. The King's good servant and God's first. End of quote. The saints and martyrs before us did that. They were prepared to die for their faith. So pray, first of all. Pray for to be melted with compassion. Secondly, pray for those who have never heard of what we know about Jesus. Thirdly, try and do your best to be a witness by the way you respect people who come from all other walks of life, race, religion, color, orientation, uniqueness, and differences in their personalities and backgrounds. So the harvest today is huge, and the laborers are still very few. How come there aren't enough workers to gather in the crop? There are certainly enough professing Christians to make a difference in harvesting if we all do something. But we Christians don't seem to want to go. Or are we afraid that people will reject us and the message? Maybe we're afraid to trust that God will be there for us and protect us. All these are understandable, and it's difficult to leave our comfort zones and go out to the unknown. And for many of us, it's an optional extra. Why bother? And leave that to the priests and nuns and brothers and people who claim to be very good Christians. That might be even what you are thinking, listening to me now. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and praying for us all to be committed to our calling to go out like the apostles today to preach the good news that we all know.